takes.
And you kind of
appreciate it. Specific.
Heartbreaking fashion.
You stay up.
What? Raise 10 nothing. What?
Listening to the Imaginary Radio Show. Remember when you were a kid with your first tape recorder and you just recorded yourself and your friends being stupid? Yeah, that's pretty much this show.
Remember a while ago on the radio show, you talked about the dumbest thing you ever did?
Yes.
Do you have another story?
For just me?
Yeah. Because mine was drinking out of the hose.
The hose.
Mine was the hose. I thought it was a dumber thing.
Did I tell the story that when I was a young lad, at the end of my street where I lived, there was I have to call it weeds or like those, what are those reeds. Things? Reeds or something.
And you found a bottle.
Yeah, did I tell the story already?
Mm-hmm.
You failed the radio show quiz. On the radio show.
Okay. Well, you were asking if I had a dumb story or...
No, you. I said you have another one.
Another one?
I do.
Go ahead.
I don't think I told it on the show. I don't remember what I was trying to glue, but I needed, like crazy glue for something. I couldn't get the crazy glue open. So I literally said, inside my head, but said to myself, like formed the sentence, do not try to open it with your mouth. And then I put it in my mouth. And I'm like, squeeze, you know, turn it and squeeze. And luckily it didn't go in my mouth,
yeah.
But it went all up my cheek.
Ooh.
And then
like inside?
Or no, on the outside. I don't know how because I'm gripping it with my teeth, yet it goes on the outside. So then I'm like trying to wipe it off. Now my hands stick into my face and I look like I'm going to Rochester all the time. And you're supposed to take it off with acetone, which is like your nail polish remover and stuff. Yeah. But of course I didn't have any. So I went in the bathroom and I got a wash rag. And I scraped the crap out of my face.
Oh.
And I got it all off. And don't ask me how I ended up without a scar there.
Right.
But I don't have a scar. I don't know how I did that. But yeah. When you say to yourself, don't do this, and then you do it, that makes it like twice as dumb.
I've gotten it in my mouth. Because you get the tube.
I wish it took.
I know. When you get the tube,
don't we all?
You get the pin to pop it.
Yeah.
I lost the pin. So I'm like, I'll just bite it off.
Oh, my God.
And I must have been squeezing it.
Of course.
And I bit it off and it just like went in. And I'm like, oh boy.
So what happened?
When it goes in your mouth.
And I started, just like cleaning my mouth out, but my lip was stuck together for a while.
Oh my God.
That's awesome.
Wow.
I went to school without a shirt once. I was in first grade. And it was winter. So, I don't know, you're half asleep. And I remember putting my winter coat on. I had the winter coat on. So, you go into class, and that's the coat rooms and stuff like that. So I go in the coat room. I go
the what?
Coat room.
The coat.
The coat room.
Coat room.
Sounds like you're saying a coat room.
Coat room. Coat room.
Much better.
So I go in the coat room, and I zip my jacket down. And there I am in all my glory. I'm like, oh my God, I forgot my shirt.
Doesn't your mother check?
I was going to say, how does your mother send you out of there?
Well, it's my mother. So, I go back to my desk, and I'm just sitting there with my big
coat on. And you're not allowed to wear your coat.
And, you know, the teacher's like, bro, are you okay? I'm like, man, no, I'm still cold. You can keep going on today. You know, 19...
Well, it was sick. 52 years ago, so...
Yeah. Is he sick? Is he... You know, the teacher has to know. Like, you know, bro, are you okay? No, no, for me, I'm just sweating. Because the heat's blast. I'm like, no, I'm cold, I'm fine. She's like, Brian, come here. She pulls me in the coat room, like, I don't have a shirt. I just don't have a shirt. So then I called my mother.
Aww.
And then she had to bring me a shirt. I remember sitting on the desk. Probably.
Wow.
How old were you?
First grade.
Six.
I remember I was in, I was like 18, I was a security guard. And, one of the places that we had to secure was a restaurant that was being, like, you know, the bank took it over. So they just had to keep somebody in there 24 hours a day to make sure people didn't go in there and trash the place and, you know, take stuff or whatever. Anyway, so you'd have 12-hour shifts and you have to sit there and just sit and do nothing. There was a piano in there, and then there was a television, so that's how I started to, you know, not play piano. I can't play piano, but just, you know, fiddle around.
Mm-hmm.
So I had 12 hours to kill, so it was great. And there was a TV in there. It was the only two things. You had to walk around once an hour, just sit there and play the piano and watch TV, and that was it. And I remember one time it was a Monday night football game, and I was working, and there was no cable back then, or if it was, it was turned off. So I fashioned an antenna. Found some wire, fashioned the antenna. I had a hanger. I just had to hang it on something. What am I going to hang it on? You know what I mean? And then on the, you know, in the ceiling are the fire extinguisher, like
sprinklers.
Those little pieces
that
stick out, and I'm like, oh, I can hang it on that. It's metal, and that'll be able to.
Okay.
So you just electrify the entire building.
No, but this is how these sprinklers work. I learned this is pretty interesting. It's a tube with something that it's
The water runs through.
It's a little red.
No, it's liquid. Yeah, it's a liquid that doesn't evaporate. So the liquid always stays there.
Hmm.
But it boils. When it boils, it breaks the glass. When the glass is broken, that's how the sprinkler comes on.
Cool.
So if there's a fire and it boils, it knows to do it.
He broke the glass.
Or if you jam a hanger into it and break the glass. So I'm on top of a chair. I'm sitting on, standing on top of the chair, hooking it on like this. My face is this close to the sprinkler. And bam, and just...
Oh.
Right? And now I'm like, what do you do? And you run around for a bucket. Like, you're stupid. I don't know what I'm doing.
Because it set all of them off, didn't it?
No, it was just that one. Thank
lucky,
God.
Yeah.
Because
like,
they
do that for insurance purposes where you know you don't want to set the whole thing off just because of the fires. So I'm like running around. The piano's getting wet. The whole place was a whole bar. There's water coming all over. Like,
oh my God. So what did you do?
I called the fire department. And I said, listen, one of the sprinklers went off. This is when I was a kid. Well, you know what? When you do something, kids, you just said, this is what happened. It is what it is. Just turn it off. You know what I mean? So they come there. They turn it off. There's water everywhere. There's water everywhere. The amount of damage to this restaurant was brutal.
Did you have to pay?
No, I think like the insurance took care of it.
But you lost your job, right?
No, actually.
Really?
Yeah. They didn't put me there anymore. That's
well,
sure.
You did all the damage you possibly could.
I did all the damage I could. So they pulled me down to the police station. Because apparently up where the sprinkler was, there was like these little like holes in the ceiling a little bit. So they thought I was throwing things at it. You know what I mean? Because I'm like, it just went off. Does that happen? They're like, no. You know, and then that's what you learn when you're a kid. I'm like, listen, here's what happened.
So you told him?
Oh, yeah. I'm like, I went to just hang there so I could watch TV. And it went. And he goes, yeah, okay. You know,
that's
what it was. That was stupid. When it hit my face, and then I'm running around looking for a bucket. Bucket. You have any amount of gallons of water per second are coming out of here. I'm trying to catch it in my hat.
I have one. You reminded me of probably the dumbest thing I've ever done. It also involves water.
Oh, boy.
My mother and my sister were away. I believe they were on a cruise. And I remember I cooked something on a, you know those Farberware grills that you plug in inside the house?
Yeah.
Okay, I cooked something on that. And when I was done, you know, it catches like the grease and all these little traps and stuff. So you put it in the sink and you fill the sink with water so that it, whatever.
Oh
boy.
So I put the...
Smelling grease fire.
No. I put the sink on to begin running the water over it. And the phone rang, or maybe I made a call or something, and I went out to the front porch, which was through two doors. And I stayed out there for an hour and 10, hour and 15-ish.
Long conversation.
Until the water actually began running into, like, it went all the way down this hallway, through the carpet, into the porch area, and I was like, that's weird. Holy crap! So I run back down, hang up the phone, run back down the hallway. The sink is literally, I mean, it was like in the movie. It's like the waterfall coming over the side of the sink.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
I'm like sloshing in water. I'm like, what do I do? Right. I shut the things off really quickly, and I'm like, this is
that sucks.
A nightmare.
That is
like
bad.
This is the probably the worst nightmare I've ever. And I'm of course I'm terrified. You know my mom now. Yeah. You don't know my mom that I was terrified. I was like, she's gonna be so pissed at me. Like, this is my life is over. This is it. It's my last week on earth. I'm going to die. So I get a I may have called someone and like, what do I do? I get a broom, I sweep all the... Fortunately, it was in the kitchen, so I sweep all the water out of the kitchen, out the door,
okay,
to start. Try to wipe down the whole counter and everything. And I proceed throughout the course of the day to pull open all the drawers and get all the water out. Because this was like a, you know, like a whole counter with drawers and doors and whatever.
Damn.
And I want to say this was only like a day or two before she was coming back. Because you'll understand in a second, but... So I get all the drawers, you know, cleaned out or whatever. And then over the course of, like, the next day, they get really, like, tight.
Work.
So I had to call somebody. I may have called my dad or something. And I was like, you know, what do I do? He was like, WD-40 all the wheels. So I went out. I got WD-40. I did all the wheels throughout the whole whatever. Managed to get it cleaned up enough where I think it's probably passable.
Okay.
Until she comes home and opens the two doors underneath, and out comes the river that was trapped underneath for a day and a half that I missed.
Oh.
Yeah. So I guess whatever I swept out of the drawers also fell into this space, and she was like, "What did you do? I was gone." Yeah. Yeah, that was definitely probably the dumbest thing I've ever done.
I have a sink story.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, you know, when you're young and your parents wash you in the sink?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you're small and you're putting it in the tub. This is probably my earliest memory because I had to be small enough to fit in a sink. So my mother puts the water on and she turns around for a second and it was one of those, like, one-handle ones.
Mm-hmm.
So I just, as a kid, I turn it to the hot water. So I'm just screaming. And my mother just, she didn't know what I did. She's just like, "Oh, he doesn't like taking baths." So the hot water's just raising and I'm screaming. She's like, "Oh, relax, relax." And then she sees the steam. And then she realizes what I did.
Oh, my God.
And I remember that. Ouch. I remember sitting in the sink crying.
It's explained so much.
I mean, I was boiled as a child.
I remember a time before where I couldn't actually read because I remember we're in the grocery store and a couple times when we'd go into certain aisles, like especially the candy aisle, if you ever found a bag open, you'd be like poking through it, taking a couple of pieces, you know.
Yeah.
So my sisters taught me that, my older sisters, yay. So one day I strayed from my mother and I'm walking through an aisle. I see all these boxes with nice, pretty colors
on
it, and some white powder.
No,
like, ooh, yay, sugar! So I go over and start eating, and all of a sudden I'm like, bleh, bleh. Apparently it was detergent.
Oh, man.
And it's like burning and scalding my throat, and I knew even then, like, this is bad, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
So I ran over to my mother, and I just sat there, like, petrified. She had no clue, you know? But I was just like,
oh, my God.
Am I going to live? I couldn't read the box. Oh, I didn't know.
Did you ever eat a persimmon?
The what?
Persimmon.
No, what's that?
Fruit.
It's a fruit that I never heard of before. Okay. And I'm in the store. I'm like, I'll eat a persimmon. I'll eat one. Sounds good. Don't know what it tastes like. Don't know anything about it. Don't know how to, is it ripe? Is it, I don't know. Just give me a persimmon. I'll take it home. So I take it, I cut it, I bite it. And immediately, my head shrinks. My mouth closes up, and my throat is just gone. Like, everything just, it just closed up. And I'm like, I'm the guy that's allergic to persimmons? I've never heard this before. People allergic to nuts, people allergic to, you know, milk. People, me, I'm the persimmon guy, and I'm going to die. And I'm like, I don't understand it. So I go online. I'm like, this is bad. Like, I can't breathe. My whole mouth, it was like you were eating 54 lemons. At the same time.
Oh.
And I'm piping like crazy, like, help, help, help. And then I look up, if you eat an unripe persimmon, that's what happens.
But it wasn't an allergic reaction, right?
No.
It was just...
Next radio show, I'll bring a persimmon.
No, thank you.
And it's the most unbelievable thing.
We're good.
You have to, and I think it could be soft.
For it.
They can't be hard. Mine must have been rock hard. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, I feel like, oh, it's got to be ripe, it's nice and hard. Took a bite, I'm just getting
tired. So
what type of flavor is it, really?
Or I don't know, I was dying at the time. I certainly didn't take a second bite, but now I want to try it.
For real?
You're crazy.
Why?
Thanks for listening to the Imaginary Radio Show. To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.